Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A hike in the forest and swim in the sea. My meet silly creatures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train. But build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to listen to a few of my favorite classic stories. The first story is about an old woman who makes a gingerbread man for her husband's supper. You'll never guess what happens when the gingerbread man hops out of the oven and runs across the farm. The Gingerbread Man. An old woman and her husband lived together on their farm. One day, the old woman said, "I will make a gingerbread man for my husband's supper." She mixed the gingerbread in a bowl. Then she rolled it out and shaped it like a little man. She gave him raisin eyes, a cherry mouth, and nuts for buttons. At last, the gingerbread man was ready for the oven. After a time, the old woman looked into the oven to see if her baking was done. She had no sooner opened the oven than the gingerbread man hopped up, leapt to the ground, and ran straight for the open door. "Stop, stop," cried the old woman. The gingerbread man sped into the vegetable patch, the old woman close behind him. The husband was tending vegetables. "Stop, stop," he cried when he saw the gingerbread man. But the gingerbread man called, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The gingerbread man started down the road, the old woman and her husband close behind him. Soon, the gingerbread man passed an old hound dozing in the sun. "Stop, stop," the hound barked. But the gingerbread man only laughed. "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The gingerbread man took off across a grassy meadow, the old woman, her husband, and the hound close behind him. Soon, the gingerbread man passed a cow munching crunchy clover. "Stop, stop," the cow mooed. "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The gingerbread man came to a town. The old woman, her husband, the hound, and the cow close behind him. It was market day, and the streets were crowded with people. "Look at the gingerbread man," cried a child. "Stop, stop," cried the townspeople. "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." Now the old woman, her husband, the hound, the cow, and all the townspeople were close behind the gingerbread man. At last, the gingerbread man came to a stream. On the bank sat a fox. An old woman, her husband, a hound, a cow, and all the townspeople are close behind me, said the gingerbread man, panting. "Too bad," said the fox. "I must get across the stream," said the gingerbread man. "I can help you," said the fox. "Hop onto my back." The gingerbread man hopped up and the fox jumped into the water. After swimming a short way, the fox said, The water is getting deeper. Hop onto my neck. The gingerbread man did as the fox suggested. After swimming a little farther, the fox said, "The water is up to my neck. Hop onto the top of my head." The gingerbread man did as the fox suggested. Just then, the fox gave his head a toss and opened his mouth wide. The gingerbread man flipped into the air and landed smack between the fox's jaws. Crunch, munch, that gingerbread man was gone. The fox trotted home, waving his bushy tail. Of the old woman, her husband, the hound, the cow, and all the townspeople, only the fox was clever enough to get that silly gingerbread man for his supper. Our next story is about a hungry wolf who is determined to eat three little pigs for supper. Let's find out which pig builds the strongest house and how the pigs outsmart the wicked wolf. The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. When the time came for them to leave home, their mother gathered them together and gave them a warning. "Beware of the wicked wolf," she said, "for he loves to eat little pigs." "Who cares about an old wolf?" said the first little pig, skipping away. Soon he met a man carrying a bundle of straw. "Sell me some straw," said the little pig. The man did, and the first little pig built himself a little straw house. Soon the wicked wolf came along.
"Little pig, little pig," he called, "let me come in."
"Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," cried the first little pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," said the wolf.
And he did. The first little pig scampered away. The second little pig met a man loaded down with sticks. "Sell me some sticks," said the pig. The man did, and the pig built himself a little stick house. Soon his first little brother ran through the door and cried, "The wicked wolf is chasing me." Before long, they heard the wolf's growly voice.
"Little pig, little pig," he called, "let me come in."
"Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," said the second little pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
The wolf did as he said. And the two little pigs ran off together. The third little pig met a man pushing a cartload of bricks. "Sell me some bricks," said the pig. With the bricks, the third little pig built himself a solid, sturdy house. Along came his two brothers, running hard and crying, "The wicked wolf is after us." Soon, the three little pigs heard the wolf.
"Little pig, little pig, let me come in."
"Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," said the third little pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," said the wolf.
Well, he huffed and he puffed, but he could not blow down that solid, sturdy brick house. The wolf thought he would trick the little pig into coming outside.
"Little pig," he called sweetly, "I know where there's an orchard full of tasty apples."
"Where?" called the third little pig.
"At Farmer Brown's yard," said the wolf.
"Meet me at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and I will take you there."
That little pig was up at 5 o'clock.
By the time the wolf got to Farmer Brown's yard, the pig was sitting in a tree, munching fruit.
The wolf sat beneath the tree and waited for the pig to come down. "Little pig," he called, "how are the apples?" "Try one and see," said the little pig. He threw an apple with all his might. While the wolf ran after it, the little pig jumped down and scurried home with his basket of fruit. That evening, the wolf tried again. "Little pig," he called, "come with me to the fair at Smithtown tomorrow. I'll call for you at 5 o'clock. Well, that little pig was up at 4 o'clock. He ran to the Smithtown Fair and bought himself a new butter churn. On his way home, the little pig spied the wolf angrily trudging up the hill to the fair. The little pig climbed inside his new churn and rolled down the road. Wham! The speeding churn knocked the wolf into the next county. He was never heard from again. With the sweet apples and the fresh churned butter, the little pig made a pie for his brothers, and they lived in the solid, sturdy little brick house happily ever after. I love that the three little pigs all lived together in a sturdy brick house. However, that is not surprising, because pigs are social animals and they like to live in groups. They form strong bonds of friendship with one another and will become stressed if they are alone. And did you know that pigs are smart animals? They are one of the most intelligent animals in the world. They can be taught basic commands, perform tricks, and even use tools. Have you ever heard the saying, "dirty as a pigsty"? Well, this saying is not true, because pigs are not dirty animals. They do like to wallow in the mud to keep themselves cool, because pigs don't sweat. But they won't go to the bathroom in the areas where they eat or sleep. Pigs are amazing animals. I hope you enjoyed learning fun facts about pigs and liked our classic stories. I can't wait until our next singing and learning adventure. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not, it's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.